Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. It still hurts. Don't touch it. The open wounds from last time? The pain is activated by the memories of the things I can't change. The faces I can't unsee and the scenes of the sceneries that I can no longer visit because it reminds me of me. A version of me that no longer exists. Losing my identity left a scar that can only be healed by facing you. The person that told me I couldn't be more than their mindset would allow. The memories of what I believe was meant to be, so please excuse me if I feel like I need to scream to express my freedom, or if I need to be alone to realign my spirit with who I'm meant to be, not who I want to be. Healing, not healed. Hey, welcome to another episode of Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and this is my baby, my podcast. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to me to be healed and what it means to be in the process of healing, because they're two completely different things and they show up in people's lives and the way they present themselves in different ways. So I'll start with what healing looks like. Healing is a process of acknowledging traumatic experiences or situations that were kind of like a hard pill to swallow in your life and realizing how it has been affecting you. And realizing how it's been affecting you, whether that's a negative way or a positive way, and taking those necessary steps to remove those bad habits that might have been formed out of fear or out of protecting yourself from being hurt again. I guess an example of that would be being very defensive about stuff when people try to give you constructive criticism or just try to help you in general, and you're like, no, I know what I'm doing. It's like, oh, okay. And it's kind of like that comes off to me as somebody feeling like they have something to prove, but they're also making things harder on themselves than they need to when they could just accept help, because accepting help and being vulnerable is not weak. That's actually the opposite. Holding in your emotions and blocking out the world is weak to me. From my own personal experiences, once I started learning how to be vulnerable, how to be more open, that's when things started to open up to me more. So, and then obviously the opposite, if you're closed off, then the world's not going to mess with you like that. They're like, okay, like, forget this person, kind of, sort of. But yeah, and then being healed, which is kind of, you're never completely, you can be completely healed from certain situations, but the healing process, like, overall throughout life never stops. It just gets easier. But to me, being healed is after you've gone through the processing of emotions and beating yourself up and feeling sorry for yourself, being angry at the situations you can no longer control, you've reached a point of acceptance and finding peace with the outcome of what happened. So you're able to better deal with those situations later whenever they pop up. But you're never completely healed, in my opinion, because there's always going to be something happening in life, but you grow from it and you mature. And healing also looks like, to me, saying I learned something from this instead of saying it's a waste of time. Because if something is a waste of time to you, then that could still mean that you're not healed from the situation. And I do feel like healing is so important before anybody else comes into your life. Nobody else needs to have to, I guess, deal with like what you dealt with. You shouldn't want to put other people through what you dealt with. You should want to change the narrative so that other people won't have to deal with what you dealt with. And hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people that aren't healed, that feel like there's nothing wrong with how they are, and also might see changing some parts of themselves as being weak because they have to mold themselves, quote unquote, into somebody else's viewpoints of what they feel like they should be. And that's not the case. I've been learning to listen more to what other people have to say about what they can see, because they can obviously see something that I can't. I live with myself every day. I wake up with myself every day. So I know what my habits are, and I know how I talk and stuff like that. But that might not be the best way to handle situations, and somebody on the outside might notice something that you don't see. And accepting criticism, even if you know that this person may or may not be right with what they're saying, just listening enough for it to be like, okay, I will take this into consideration or apply what you feel actually fits you. And I don't feel like there is a problem with somebody that needs to heal. We aren't damaged. We just need to heal. You become damaged from not healing because it could fall into a cycle of self-sabotaging because you're so used to the level of maybe toxicity from what you've dealt with, and that's all you know, that's all you feel like you deserve, so you keep dealing with it and you don't break the cycle, because it's worked for me this long, but it hasn't. It definitely hasn't. And with that, you have to pay attention to what you're saying and like really dig deep into, okay, I responded like this. Why did I respond like that? Why did this trigger me to have so much anger and animosity towards this person? Why can't I go to this restaurant without being irritated? Or just like addressing a lot of the stuff that you've put away from you, or addressing a lot of stuff that you felt like you didn't need to address. Stuff that was like, oh, okay, it happened, whatever, it's a part of my story, cool. Yeah, it's a part of your story, but it's not a part of your identity. And once we choose not to heal from those situations, they do become a part of our identity. Anger becomes a part of our characteristics. Frustration, lack of motivation, depression, all those things become a part of who we are as a person, what we identify with. And we identify with these things because we've been set in the same spaces for so long. And also, we have to realize that it's okay to grow. There is nothing wrong with letting go of people and situations and relationships, friendships, environments, just everything in order for you to grow, because there are a lot of spaces that keep us stagnant and don't add productivity? How can I put that? They don't push us to become a better version of ourselves. And that's okay. But it's also, it's okay that you are there, but it's also not okay if you don't acknowledge the fact that it's been affecting you. And even after you acknowledge it, you still choose to be there. It's when the problem begins, because you're settling because you don't feel like you deserve better. And you definitely do. We all deserve exactly what our heart desires. And nobody should be able to tell us different. But healing also makes you be more compassionate with yourself and with others, because you're like, dang, like, this is why I've been hurting people. This is why I'm hurt. And then you realize that you're not as bad of a person as what other people have said you are, or you're not mean or whatever. You just acted that way to try to keep people away from you so that you won't have the same issues happen again, even if you are in the same situation. Sorry, that hit me a little bit. I've healed from a lot of situations. I'm still in the process of healing from some stuff, but for the most part, with me sharing this type of stuff, I'm never gonna try to speak from an experience that I haven't had, because that's not genuine to me. That's not genuine to me. And then also, I hope to be able to grow with this podcast and grow with the people that I hope I'm reaching and helping to learn different perspectives. And I'm not right about everything I'm saying, I know that. But I can say that personally, I validate my own opinions of stuff. I'm not looking for validation from other people. And that's also a part of healing too, is looking inward more than outward. Back to what I was saying, it makes you more compassionate about other people, because you're like, I get it. I understand why you're irritated. We all have our own stuff, and that's okay. Versus, oh my gosh, this person is so blah, 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 and they piss me off. And it's like, whoa, okay, like, acknowledge your emotions, that's good. Like, but don't sit in it. Don't build this whole freaking plot and story about this one situation and let it base how you feel about a person overall. We all have our baggage, and we're all dealing with something. And we just handle things differently. So what I've started to do is, instead of, well, I'll vent if I need to, but instead of me sitting in my opinions of situations, I try to adjust. What can I do differently? I'm not looking for other people to change. There's, the situation wasn't just one person. Most of the time, it was a two-person situation. So you have to learn to be accountable for yourself. Yes, this person might have did this wrong, but what could you have done differently to respond to what they did wrong? Because if you're irritated with the situation or with somebody, and you respond with anger, and they're already angry, nobody's going to be listening to what the other person has to say, for one, because you're going to be more worried about what you have to say, because it's like, no, forget this person, I'm going to get what I have to say out. And then, two, it's going to lead to an argument, because both of y'all are going into a situation defensive and with the same energy, and it's going to clash against each other. versus if somebody chooses to take the high road and be like, you know what, right now is not the best time to talk about this. We could talk about this later and let the situation cool down. Or if you are able to be level-headed enough to just sit there and listen to what the person has to say and piece it together in a comforting and welcoming tone, I guess you could say. But yeah, that comes with healing too, because whenever I wasn't healed from my situations that I had dealt with, I was very defensive. I didn't want to hear anything that anybody had to say. I automatically would shut down and shut people out. Nobody could tell me more about my situations than me. Like, I lived it, boo, like, big head. But I had to learn that people's intentions aren't always bad. And yes, there are people that do have bad intentions. And I might have came in contact with those people and had an encounter. But that doesn't mean that that's going to be the same situation for every situation that I go into. And giving each person or each situation the opportunity to reveal itself. So going into it with an open heart and an open mind. Even if I've heard something differently from the past about a situation with this person or what the type of person that they are or the type of environment that this is, I need to see for myself. It might be different for me, but everything isn't everybody's cup of tea, and everybody isn't everybody's cup of tea either, and that's okay. There is a level of self-love that I feel comes with healing too, and I struggled with that so much in the past, of just accepting who I was and not being like, why did this have to happen to me? Why am I like this? Throwing a pity party for myself. I had to come to terms with it and be like, yes, this did happen to me. So how can I fix it? What can I do to improve my life based on what I've dealt with? I didn't deal with these situations for no reason. I don't feel like stuff happens for no reason. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. And I also feel like what's meant for you will be there, and what isn't meant for you will remove itself. And a part of the self-love and valuing yourself and your self-worth is knowing when to let go of situations that no longer serve you or that no longer serve the other person. Because relationships and friendships and situations are a transaction. It's mutual. If someone is leeching off of you and you're always giving, 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 and they never pitch in, like they never do anything, they're just like, oh, okay. And then they start feeling entitled to, because you spoiled them pretty much. Like, I don't have to do nothing. They're going to do it for me anyway. But if you know what your values and morals and self-worth and practice the act of self-love and choosing yourself every day, it's going to be easier for you to not only pinpoint those situations or those people, but know how to remove yourself in a way that is peaceful, I guess you could say. I can't think of another word for that. But accepting less than what you deserve is compromising your self-worth because you don't feel like you deserve better. And you've also probably never seen better. But that doesn't mean that you don't deserve better. We deserve everything that our heart desires. We deserve to be happy every single day. Whether that's with people, whether that's by yourself, it doesn't matter. Just Life is too short to be angry and sad and frustrated and unhealed. We have to dig deep into who we are, our experiences, and it's gonna hurt. It's supposed to. It's called growing pains. You have to feel it. You have to cry sometimes, and that's okay. It's not weak. It's not weak at all. It's actually the opposite. To cry, to be frustrated, to scream, to write, to draw, to go for a run. Do what you need to do to release that energy. And once you release it, let it go. Just let it go. Don't try to run after it. Don't try to bring it back. Let it go, and things will flow the way that they're supposed to. But when you force things, it never goes good. But I think that's enough for now. I feel like I said a lot. But I hope this helps somebody. I hope that we all learn what the importance is of healing. Some people probably have never had this type of conversation before. So I hope that my podcast is able to change people's perspectives as much as possible in a positive and loving way. And on that note, I will talk to you in the next episode. Have a beautiful day. Bye.